This is In the News in VOA Special English. John McCain and Barack Obama held their second presidential debate this week. They took questions before a group of undecided voters in the style of a town hall meeting. As expected, many questions were about the economic crisis. Both senators voted for the $700 billion rescue or bailout plan signed into law a week ago. But the government's plan to buy bad debts in the financial system failed to calm world markets. As Tuesday's debate began, Senator Obama said, "Everybody knows now we are in the worst financial crisis since the Great Depression."
The middle class need a rescue package, and that means tax cuts for the middle class. It means help for homeowners so that they can stay in their homes.
Senator McCain announced that as president, he would order the Treasury Secretary to buy up bad home loan mortgages. He says the government would renegotiate them to help people stay in their homes.
We all know, my friends, until we stabilize home values in America, we're never going to start turning around and creating jobs and fixing our economy. And we've got to give some trust and confidence back to America.
The final debate is Wednesday. The election is November 4th. John McCain has increased what the Obama campaign calls angry personal attacks. But opinion polls show that the issue of the economy continues to help the Democrats. Barack Obama was 6 points ahead of his Republican opponent in the RealClearPolitics.com national average on Friday. He was also ahead in Ohio and Florida, two important states that could still go either way. And he leads in Pennsylvania, another big battleground state. Senator Obama has rejected public campaign financing, so he has no limits on spending as much as he can raise. He plans a 30-minute television advertisement on at least two national networks on October 29th. That is the anniversary of the Black Tuesday stock market crash of 1929. Campaign ads are usually 30 seconds long. The last candidate to buy a half hour was independent Ross Perot in 1992. Robert Hardaway is a law professor at the University of Denver in Colorado. He says it makes sense for candidates to pour their efforts into states where the popular vote is close. These are the battleground states. The president is not decided, though, by who wins the popular vote, but instead by who wins the majority of electoral votes. Each state has as many votes in the Electoral College as it has members in Congress. The number is based on population. Most states award all their electoral votes to the winner of the popular vote. Maine and Nebraska award theirs by congressional district. To become president, a candidate needs at least 270 electoral votes. Polls show Barack Obama leading in electoral votes, though estimates change daily. He and John McCain could get 269 each. If the vote is equal, the House of Representatives would decide the winner. America had an electoral tie in 1800. The House ended up choosing Thomas Jefferson over Aaron Burr. And that's In the News in VOA Special English, written by Brianna Blake. I'm Steve Enberg.